For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. As the number of new cases of COVID-19 continue to climb in Virginia, Republican lawmakers and business leaders press Governor Northam to open up the state, but policy experts and doctors urge him to extend the period of physical distancing. JMU plans to reopen campus in the fall, and the Virginia Folklife Program in Charlottesville now has a plan that pairs master artists with students online. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, April 27th. A group of doctors and policy experts and other Virginia citizens are calling on Governor Ralph Northam to take more aggressive steps to fight the coronavirus. In an open letter, they urge Northam to extend physical distancing, at least until there's no new cases of the virus. They also want the governor to give local governments the power to enact stricter rules. The group also floated the idea of using college dorms as isolation facilities. Northam announced a plan on Friday to eventually reopen some businesses. First, Virginia would have to meet several criteria, including a two-week decline in new cases. That trend has not begun yet. After the number of new cases of COVID-19 declined for three consecutive days a week ago, they've been trending back up again. As of Monday morning, nearly 13,000 cases have been confirmed in Virginia, according to the Virginia Department of Health. That includes 371 cases in Harrisonburg alone. Statewide, 448 people have died from the disease, though the actual number is likely higher. Meanwhile, a nursing home in Luray has confirmed an outbreak of 59 positive cases of COVID-19 among its residents. On Sunday, Skyview Springs Rehab and Nursing Center said a number of staff have also tested positive in the last week. The first confirmed case was last Tuesday. Skyview Springs is working with the Lord Fairfax Health District of VDH and also Valley Health System. Page County has 84 confirmed cases, but no deaths, according to VDH. James Madison University plans to reopen its campus to students this fall. In a letter to students Friday, President Jonathan Alger said JMU plans to be proactive in protecting students' health. He said a task force is working to address living, learning, and dining arrangements, especially in the event that the pandemic requires ongoing physical distancing or other measures. In late March, JMU joined most other colleges in closing campus to students and switching to online instruction for the remainder of the spring semester. Time now for the latest installment of our series from Virginia Public Radio, answering listener questions about COVID-19.
This is the COVID-19 Minute, expert answers to your questions. The virus has prompted intense scientific study, but there are still many things we don't know, like whether you can get it more than once. At the University of Virginia, Dr. Amy Mathers says our experience with other viruses leaves us guessing.
For example, things like HIV or dengue virus, you can get a second infection even though you've already had one. But other viral infections like measles or mumps, once you've had it, you don't get it again.
Another point of debate, how long the virus is contagious. Viral particles have been detected as long as 37 days after a person gets sick, but that doesn't mean you can pass the illness to others. For now, UVA's Dr. Tyson Bell suggests following the CDC's advice.
If you've had symptoms for at least 7 days, and the last 3 days you have no further symptoms, then you're considered to be a low risk of transmission.
There's also disagreement as to when the world might get a vaccine to protect people. At the Virginia Tech Carilion School of Medicine, Dr. Paul Skolnick is hopeful.
Labs that were working on HIV vaccines and other types of vaccines have directed their efforts to this. The typical timeline quoted is 12 to 18 months. I'm hopeful that we'll get this certainly by 12 months.
In the meantime, some listeners wondered whether a change in seasons might reduce the likelihood of catching this virus. That's the subject of our next report. I'm Sandy Hausman with the COVID-19 Minute.
Harold Reed, the Stanton native who sang bass for the Grammy-winning country group the Statler Brothers, has died after a long battle with kidney failure. He was 80. Reed died Friday in Stanton, his nephew Debo Reed said. The Statler Brothers frequently sang backup for country icon Johnny Cash. Some of their biggest hits included 1965's Flowers on the Wall and 1970's Bed of Roses. Harold Reed was a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. Finally today, during the pandemic, artists and performers have been losing work, and many have taken their craft online. The Virginia Folklife Program in Charlottesville recognized this and started the Train Program, which pairs master artists with students online. WMRA's Chris Boros spoke with John Lohman and Pat Jarrett from Folklife, and Chris asked John to describe the Train Program.
It is something that we've put together in response to the pandemic, which has had particularly devastating impact on artists. So we felt that something we could do right away is to work with artists to get them going, teaching remotely, and then to build this resource so that folks could take lessons during this time from these incredible masters.
Do you see this as more of a way to help artists struggling right now or help people who are home and want to learn something new?
My initial impulse was the artists themselves. But, you know, as it got going, that opened up as well as like, wow, you know what? What a great time. We're all cooped up here in the house, many of us. Wouldn't this be a good time for you to learn how to make homemade tortillas or finally play the banjo? So I think it's great for everyone.
Also joining us is Pat Jarrett. He's media specialist for the Virginia Folklife Program. Pat, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
So, Pat, if someone is interested in, you know, finding a class to take, what's the best way for someone to participate?
We have our own URL, trainartists.org. And if you go there, you'll see the listings. They're organized alphabetically, but there's a pretty robust search tool on that site. And you can just search for what you want, or you can just browse through all the entries. We have about 50 artists from around the world signed up. So there is plenty to look through on the site.
Yeah, there really is. I was kind of surprised when going through it today. It's like page after page after page of really interesting people.
Definitely. And I'm blown away by the caliber of artists and the variety. It's really catching on. And I think it's pretty wonderful. You know, like the virus knows no bounds. It's kind of like this is spreading organically like that, too. If that's a bad comparison. But hey, there we go.
I think it's beautiful. You know, a lot of the classes are music related. But the one that really sounded interesting to me was Luz Lopez, who teaches a specialized style of Mexican cooking.
Yes, she does. And in fact, on my lips as we speak are leftovers from my lesson last night. We made a wonderful chicken dish with Mexican rice, which I've eaten millions of times. I always said, how did they do that? And now I know.
Pat, do you have a favorite instructor through the list that you think sounds really interesting?
I just keep seeing friends of mine who are on here, people like Nate Leith, who's on here teaching fiddle, who I've played with before. He's an amazing fiddler and just mind-blowing, an amazing opportunity to get with this guy. And I see it's not just limited to Nate. I mean, I saw a bass player on there today from Nashville, Vicky Vaughn, that I said, maybe I can brush up on some of my upright bass licks. I think I might take a class from her if I can.
If I could just say something from the point of view as a parent, all of us are faced with suddenly becoming homeschool teachers. Any help we can get. And so my son, he started ukulele lessons, and then he takes piano with Charles Owens. And it really is a godsend for us.
How long do you anticipate this being part of the Folklife program? I mean, do you think this will continue when the virus is all over and we get back to normal?
I really do. Most evenings, I'm on Facebook Live watching concerts. And, you know, it occurred to me that I don't think when this is over that those are going to necessarily stop. I think it's going to become sort of part of the portfolio of what an artist does.
If I could jump in here, because, John, you just took the words right out of my mouth. Last night, I was on a Facebook Live with a friend of mine in Briary Branch, an artist by the name of Troutmouth, and he said, well, I might just keep doing this. This is a lot of fun. I get to hang out in my house and tell you stories right from here.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if there's one thing that's come out of this pandemic, this has been one really cool thing. I watched Richard Thompson from his house do a live concert. Neil Sedaka has been posting videos every day with him behind the piano just singing his songs. It's been this really interesting look into these people's lives that we normally don't see.
It really is. The ability, I think, particularly for a lot of the older artists that we work with, to perform in their home is really, I think, something that has for many artists actually been a positive thing.
If there is an artist who wants to get involved with the Train program, how do they go about doing that?
It's very simple. You just get on the site and you'll see a button right there that said become a Train instructor.
Well, guys, I think this program Train from Virginia Folk Life is really interesting. I was blown away by how much you already have up on the site, and I'm thinking about taking a class myself. So great job with this, guys. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for sharing and getting the word out. We appreciate it.
John Lohman and Pat Jarrett, both from the Virginia Folk Life program. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
For more information and for a direct link to the Train program, visit WMRA.org or use the WMRA app. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Monday.